USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on northern Syria, where Turkey had launched an invasion about a week ago. Well, things are improving, according to the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, talking to reporters as a NATO meeting begins in Brussels.
I'm encouraged by the fact that over the last days we have seen a significant reduction in violence, in fighting.
That Turkish invasion happening after President Trump agrees to pull U.S. troops out of the region. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper is also at that NATO meeting, and he blames Turkey.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted.
The late Maryland Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings is being honored at this hour at the U.S. Capitol, where he's been lying in state, a ceremony getting underway featuring remarks from prominent lawmakers. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Around 30 Republican House members storming a closed-door hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill regarding the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Many Democrats later called it a Republican stunt. But Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell says the GOP members may have created a security breach as many brought their cell phones with them.
They not only brought in their unauthorized bodies, they may have brought in the Russians and the Chinese with electronics into a secured space.
Officials say a wildfire burning in Northern California is growing bigger by the minute. The Kincade Fire in northeastern Sonoma County reported just last evening, but it has since blown up to an estimated 10,000 acres, being fueled by winds blowing between 50 and 70 miles an hour at times. Mandatory evacuations are underway. And wasting no time in kicking off Christmas-only programming, Lifetime Network will air only Christmas and holiday-themed movies starting tomorrow, round the clock. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill yesterday answering questions at a hearing about the social media platform's plans for cryptocurrency called Libra. Zuckerberg saying they won't move forward with it without federal approval. Here's more on his appearance on Capitol Hill from USA Radio's Wendy King.
During the hearing before the House Financial Services Committee, Zuckerberg tried to ease concerns that Facebook would attempt to skirt U.S. regulations to launch the cryptocurrency. Previously, U.S. regulators, including Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, expressed concern that Libra could present issues related to privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability. Lawmakers questioned Zuckerberg about litigation involving Facebook's purported violations of the Fair Housing Act, how the company plans to protect users' financial and personal information, and how the company plans to handle diversity and inclusion among its employees. I'm Wendy King.
And whistleblower Edward Snowden says he can assure those who think otherwise that aliens have not contacted Earth and chemtrails aren't real. The former NSA contractor who leaked information about massive government surveillance programs said he had access to some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets and found nothing to back up such conspiracy theories. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.